Hey guys, welcome back to our 14th episode of Flick or Flop.
I'm Jeremy, your co-host, and this is Alex.
Alex Maynard. We're so excited. I think I'm most excited this week because we don't have like a really specific structure, in my opinion. Disclaimer, I don't even think that I've seen most of these titles that we're going to talk about this
week. Right, there's like four of them. You didn't see any.
I know. I think that I'm in that state of this quarantine, like we're going on the fourth week now, where I don't know. At first with this quarantine, I was like really gung-ho, like on my computer, like work, playing games, like all that, and then watching movies. And I feel like I'm just really tapped out with screen time, I think is my biggest thing. But hey, so now I moved on and, you know, we have Minnie. You're probably hearing her in the background. We just adopted a new little Frenchie into the little fam.
She's a little fixer-upper, but she's cute.
She is a fixer-upper. Yeah, she had mange or something. I don't know. I'm doing all of the things. All of the things. But Willie and Leo approve.
Right. They get along.
So far. I'm interested to hear what the buzz is.
The lineup with is.
What we can possibly see.
Yes.
In these times.
These turbulent times. So,
what do you want to talk about?
I'm going to talk about... I'll start with Butt Boy.
Oh my god.
Which I swear is a real, legitimate movie, and it's not something off of Pornhub. So...
yeah, this one I chose not to see just because of the title.
I think that's probably the best thing about it, is the title. It attracts... it gets your attention. I guess I'll start on what it's about. So, it's about this IT worker named Chip... and he is kind of a dweeb. He's stuck in this this cubicle job, and he's in a marriage where the passion has kind of gone out. And after a routine prostate exam, he gets hooked on, well, sticking objects up his rectum, we'll say. And so it kind of becomes his new pastime. It's like an addiction. It starts with a bar of soap, goes to a TV remote, and then the family dog. And then when he's out in the park...
You just said the family dog.
And then when he's out in the park, Chip kidnaps a baby up his butt. That's right. That's right.
Oh, my God.
So then 9 years later, I'm not done. 9 years later, Chip is in, like, the recovery process. He's attending AA meetings, but kind of, like, you know, masquerading as an alcoholic. But he has this other addiction. And he becomes the sponsor to a police detective. And that police detective actually ends up being assigned to the case of a new missing child. And, you know, that happens to be connected with Chip's addiction. So, yeah, it's an addiction story. But it's also... this ridiculous B-movie, and yet it's played completely straight. Like a weird Law & Order episode.
So it's very similar to something like Swallow with the pica
disorder? Right, I mean, but that film was more artful, and I mean, it was taking itself seriously. This is taking itself seriously, but I think you're supposed to laugh at it or laugh with it. It's very low budget. I mean, you know, the ridiculous joke of all being he's stuffing things up his butt and never passing them. They kind of...
So they just go into the abyss.
Yes.
His asshole is a black hole.
Exactly. I wrote that in my review. The one thing I will say about this movie is if you're reviewing it, you do start to come up with different words. You know how I don't like to use the same word over and over.
Yes, you search to make sure that you don't overuse.
You find a lot of synonyms for an anus, a rectum, bowels, everything. Yeah, there's just so many different words. But, yeah, you know, this obviously isn't, like, trying to be high art or anything. And, I mean, the actors are very committed. The director...
So what was the purpose of it? Like, that's where I start to get with some of that's these. The thing. I'm like, I get frustrated because I'm like, listen, I'm all for creativity.
Right.
I am. I'm all for it. But also at the same time, I'm like, we do have a specific amount of time, I feel like. So if I'm going to commit to spending 120 minutes watching some film about things going up your ass, what's the premise behind it?
This is luckily shorter than 120 minutes.
Thank God. But, I hope it was like, oof.
It's 99 minutes. Wow. But, I don't know. I was all for this because I like, you know, I like a ridiculous high concept movie, but this was surprisingly like low key and kind of like a slog to get through. Like, I wanted it to be more fun,
right?
Maybe embrace the ridiculousness of it. It kind of reminded me of this horror comedy that came out maybe like 5 years ago called Bad Milo, and it starred Ken Marino, and he had a killer demon that came out of his digestive tract and would, you know, kill people.
I'm all for that. If you're gonna go, like, right, like, go that's the out. Thing. Like, I agree totally. Like, if you're gonna be ridiculous, like, please be completely ridiculous. Don't just waste my time.
Right. This could have been like a Gonzo midnight movie. Could have. I mean,
like it human might, centipede might... type shit. Or well, like, that what's is, the that's big? Very serious. What's the big Venus flytrap movie?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, something Can't like be. That.
Yeah.
Like, go that far out. There.
Yeah. This wanted to take itself seriously, be like an addiction drama, but I didn't really care about Chip. Like, he was just kind of like this dull sad sack guy, and I don't know, it just I wasn't really on board. I mean,
seems like an Eeyore who's just shoving things up his ass.
I mean, it definitely has that see it to believe it quality, but I really don't think it's that worthwhile.
Even though you probably have all the time in the world right now, like, just said you have limited time, like, under normal circumstances, you have limited time. Right. So it's like, you know.
Right. Not terrible, but I recommend you seeing Swallow. This would make a weird, like, double feature, you know, things at both ends. But, no, definitely see Swallow over Butt Boy.
That'd be kind of cool, to see both of those back
to back. Yeah, back to back,
yeah.
Yeah. Be quite a wild double feature. But
you would love Swallow way more.
Oh yeah, yeah. So Butt Boy obviously gets a
it's a flop
from me. Yeah,
yeah, it's a flop. Yeah. I'm curious to see your review.
Yeah,
did you post that one yet?
Not yet.
No. Okay, but I think I have an idea of what you'll rate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk after.
So we've
we have three more.
So Butt Boy, oh Lord.
So we're gonna go from Butt Boy to. We'll go to Endings, Beginnings.
Or Beginnings, Endings.
It's Endings, comma, Beginnings.
Endings,
yes.
Beginnings.
Yes.
I can see it. Yes. So what's that about?
So this is a serious drama. So this stars Shailene Woodley. You should know who that is.
I'm terrible with names.
I
used to be really good, like the superficial. Oh, that website was my shit. I used to know every.
Yeah. Shailene Woodley was in this that ABC Family show, like when it was still ABC Family. It was The Secret.
Before Fox took it, right?
I think, or maybe it was Fox Family. She was in The Secret Life of the American Teenager, where she played a pregnant teen. That I didn't watch it either, but that's where she got her start, and then she just blossomed from there. So anyway, Shailene Woodley plays a Los Angeles young woman in her 30s. She, all in the same week, she quits her job. She worked in like the nonprofit art world. And then she also breaks up with her boyfriend of 4 years. And as the film goes along, you will come to realize why she, you know, did both of those things. But so in the meantime, she... moves in with her half-sister and moves into the pool house, and she just comes to realize that she needs a break from everything in her life, mainly alcohol and men, but apparently not cigarettes because she smokes throughout the entire movie. So then she starts a job search, but nobody's hiring, and then around New Year's Eve, she meets two guys who happen to be really good friends. There's Frank, played by Sebastian Stan, and there is, what's his
his name?
Jack, played by Jamie Dornan, who was Christian Grey from the 50 Shades movies.
Love.
So she kind of has the best of both worlds. You know, she likes the excitement in the Sebastian Stan character, and then she likes the comfort and the sweetness from Jamie Dornan's character. And, you know, she wants to have her cake and eat it too, but she really can't do that, and she doesn't
want... She doesn't know what she wants.
And she doesn't want to drive a wedge between these two friends, so...
Oh.
It goes on from there.
Sticky.
But what I did like about this is it doesn't... You know, there is a love triangle in it, but it is more about Daphne learning about self-love. And that's a pretty... That's pretty identifiable. Also, Daphne's played by Shailene Woodley. I think she's great in everything. She just finds the truth in, like, every film. And, you know, some people, I wouldn't blame anyone if they just kind of rolled their eyes. They're like, oh, she has these two, you know, handsome, charismatic men.
Which well, she went from choose? A long-term relationship.
Right. But the thing is, it doesn't come down to, like, the whole movie could have boiled down to, like, oh, who will she choose? Team Edward or Team Jacob? But this isn't
Twilight. But really, it's Twilight. Team her.
Right, it's Team her. So, there was kind of a maturity in the film that I appreciated. I am not always a fan of this filmmaker. His name's Drake Doremus. He did a movie in, like, 2011 called, like, Crazy. And that was kind of, like, about a first love relationship. And, that movie kind of drove me crazy. But, no, I definitely think this is a step up. And it mainly, I think, has to do with Shailene Woodley's performance. And it does have a good supporting cast. Like, Kira Sedgwick shows up. That's Kevin Bacon's wife. She plays, like, an old friend of Daphne's. And then a sitcom actress, Wendy Malick, plays her mom. So, yeah, I think everybody's pretty good in this. You know, sometimes it is... I think it tries to be so authentic and, you know, just so real that sometimes it's at the expense of, like, telling an interesting story. Like, you know, we already live our lives. We don't need to see something that's so realistic. Already something and that so, we
experience.
Exactly.
We're looking for a new experience. Like, not, so why are you showing me my right. life?
Like, I'm not saying the movie was dull. Like, I wasn't really bored, but it is more about the characters than it is about plot.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I, you know, sometimes the movie's a little ponderous.
Well, it sounds like you really cared about her, so they did a good job.
Yeah, I found her relatable. And, but yeah, she is definitely the reason to see this. She, you know, she's a little wiser at the end than how we found
her at
the beginning.
What would you compare this one to?
I mean, I would compare it to the guy's other movies, but...
Yeah, it seems like he just does, like, the same thing.
Yeah, he really is into, like movies with like handheld camera work that just like take in like the intimate moments between people. Uh-huh. Like there really is no like story structure. Actually, yeah, no story structure. This, like some of his other movies, were this was like heavily improvised. He gave his actors an outline rather than
like
a full
cool.
script.
I like
and
that.
Then they just kind of improvised.
Okay.
And it does show. I think that's kind of a double edged sword. You know, sometimes it's like, okay, let's wrap it up, let's find the focus, let's move it along.
Mm-hmm.
But no, at the end of the day I would say this is a flick. It's called Endings, Beginnings.
Endings.
And it's on Endings, comma. It's available now on digital, and then it will be on video on demand May 1st.
So video on demand. Well, I always get confused.
So,
like, which service?
So with digital, you could download it through iTunes, but it'd be like $20.
Oh,
so it's not available for rent. It's to buy digitally.
Oh,
and then it goes
okay.
to rent.
So digital purchase or on demand rent. Okay.
I don't know why, like in this particular time and with this particular movie, like why they're doing a digital release early and a VOD release later, but
uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, I can see how the digital purchase would be profitable, like if
yeah.
you really wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't think
that's true.
I don't think they're gonna have a big volume of
No.
I don't know.
Those actors, I think those actors will attract people.
Yeah, they have.
But, yeah. So.
Seems so passe.
What, the the movie.
Yeah, it just seems like very typical, like every day, like, all right.
Yeah.
Like LA life, like LA, like social work, like nonprofit.
Right.
Romance. Mm-hmm. Okay, how much of that millennial young love can you throw in there?
Exactly.
Finding yourself, young love, all that. I mean, that's what it is in a nutshell.
That's what it is. Oh, yeah. But it's, you know, it's not contrived like a lot of, I mean, it's not a romantic comedy, but yeah, it feels very real. So.
Oh, I love a rom-com.
Yeah, a good one, yeah.
Downhill.
Would you consider that consider that like a dramedy about a relationship.
Oh my god, it's such a rom-com, I think.
Rather than a romantic comedy, though.
Well, anyway.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we're digressing. Anyway.
Because I was just like laughing at her, because I was so relating to her. Right. Anyway.
It was romantic to you. All right, so I don't have much to say about this next one, but it's...
What is it?
It's a little horror film called Behind You. It is...
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this the German one?
No.
I'm sorry.
The Russian one.
Oh, whatever.
No.
Over there. European.
No, this is from the US. So it's called Behind You. It's about two sisters. After the death of their mother, they get dropped off to stay with their estranged aunt. And once they're there, they kind of realize that their aunt is very, like, standoffish and cold, and she seems like she doesn't really want them there. But she takes them in anyway, because they have nowhere else to go. And she lays down some rules. They have to, like, be in bed by a certain time. They can't set foot in the basement or her study. Well, of course, there'd be no movie, so the kids...
You have to go to the basement. Like, don't tell me I can't go somewhere. I'm going.
In their defense, though, the youngest one, who was actually... She's actually mute now. She doesn't talk to strangers after the death of her mother. She starts to hear her mother's voice coming from her stuffed rabbit. And, yeah. And the voice tells her to steal the key to the basement, go to the basement, uncover the mirrors. There are a bunch of mirrors that are covered. And she has to recite this incantation, and of course, it unleashes this demon that's not her mother, and girl becomes possessed. It's a possession story. It's you know, one more horror movie about a house with a demonic presence, and
I'm all for that, but you need to wow me.
Yeah, you need to do it
well. Because there have been so many good ones.
Right, I think...
That's what's so terrible.
It's a weird time when such like a low budget movie like this comes out, and we're so spoiled because we have like the Conjuring movies, the Insidious movies.
Yeah, I like that.
All these like,
or as my one friend said, because she didn't know how to say the Conjuring, what? She said
Conjuring,
Conjuring.
Oh, I'm God. Like,
wait, what? Janae, I'm sorry if you're listening. Yeah, girl,
you just called her
that
out.
That was you. Love you, girl.
But yeah, so this is like baby's first horror movie. Like, it's not gonna scare anyone really. I'm easily spooked too, but this didn't.
This is almost like one of the one of your shows that you watch, Breakfast All Day or Collect,
mm-hmm.
one of them.
Yeah.
And they were saying, you know, for most streaming services, like horror films and mm-hmm. stuff like that have a high watch rate.
Yes.
And I agree, because it's just like, all right, well, like, you want to feel something. You're stuck at home, like, not really feeling much of anything. So, like, give me some spike.
Right.
So I feel like this would be, like, on one of those, like, suggested watches, and that's how it's going to get people.
Yeah. This reminded me of, like, a horror film that you would find on Netflix that you've never heard of. It has no idea like, you've ever heard of. It. Yeah. Like, you said that, you know, horror films are, there's so many horror films, like, on the streaming devices. Like,
yes.
There's a Corona Zombies movie that's on there. Like, capitalizing on the
true. Oh, like a relevant right now one?
Yes. I don't know how they made it. It looks like complete shit. Mm-hmm. I watched a trailer of it. It looks like it was made for, like,
but I bet bucks. You people are going to watch it just because they're interested.
Right. Which is sad.
It's almost like clickbait. It's watchbait.
It is. Yeah. But, this is derivative, it's dull, I will say it's from two first-time filmmakers, one of which is the brother of Joss Whedon, who created Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and he wrote The Cabin in the Woods. So
I liked that one.
You know, I hope this Cabin is like his good. Foot in the door. Oh,
it was okay.
Cabin in the Woods is great, actually.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a horror fan. It celebrates horror. But yeah, this is just not worth. And the performances are like really stiff and flat, and I don't know, it's kind of competently made, but it's just kind of a waste.
What's another Exorcist movie?
Another
Exorcist what's like your favorite Exorcist type movie?
Oh, I do like The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yeah. That was good.
Because I hate courtroom dramas, but that was like a really absorbing courtroom drama mixed with like possession horror. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of forgot about that one.
I'm trying to think of what else is being put on the spot.
So just see that one then. I don't know, but I feel like it just seems
like that. Or The Conjuring.
It seems corny. Like as you're describing it. Because I didn't see it. Like, okay, so like it's like Tom Riddle, Voldemort, that type of thing. So it's like a crux, whatever. It seems a horcrux. It seems like that with the mirror and all that.
Yes.
But like a horror weird shit.
Right.
Forget that.
Yeah.
Go watch Harry Potter or like The Conjuring and Emily Rose.
Yeah. There are other horror movies about like haunted mirrors too, but they're better than Behind You. So yeah, Behind You gets a flop.
Yeah, and Behind Me.
If you care, it's on demand.
That one's in the past. Next. What's next?
Next. So the last one, and I would say the best of the week is, so it's a Russian movie. It is called Why Don't You Just Die?
Oh my gosh, I was so anxious at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely the point. But this is a chamber piece because it takes place in one location with a few characters, like four or five characters, chamber piece. Kind of a revenge thriller. It starts off, I guess it takes place in real time. It starts off with a guy, I guess in his 20s. He knocks on the door of his girlfriend's parents' flat, and he has a hammer behind him, and he's there to kill her father because she told him that her father molested her. Whether that's true or not, you will just have to wait and find out. But from there, it just becomes like a constant brawl. The father's also a police officer. He has some secrets. And then there's also his wife, who's very timid and always serving tea. And then there's also the father's detective partner that also comes into this whole situation. And, this is a hardcore movie, but it is bloody, it's balls to the wall, but, I didn't know where it was going. It has a dark, crisp, dark, black, burnt sense of humor. But
It's very Russian,
very tense. There's almost like a ballet artistry to the violence. I don't even know. Kind of like the John. It reminded me of the John Wick movies. If you haven't seen those, Kill Bill. Yes, where those are some of my favorite action movies too. Like if you like fight choreography, you know you can actually see who is hitting whom and all that. But yeah, the camera work is very precise.
It's like Matrix, Kill Bill. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this doesn't have, like, the sci-fi elements of The Matrix, but the action. Yeah. So, yeah, this is about greed, but there are geysers of blood throughout. As I said, it has a very dark sense of humor. It kind of plays with narrative and flashbacks in, like, very cheeky ways. I was never bored. I liked this a lot, actually. It came out of nowhere. It is called Why Don't You Just Die? With an exclamation point.
What'd you think of the effects? Because at first, I was like, oh my god, is this, like, a little over the top? Like, to be, like, corny? Or is it just over the top gore?
I mean, it's definitely over the top. I don't think it was trying to be subtle, but I don't want to say it's grounded, but there is a groundedness to the violence. I mean, the title is funny because some characters are more unstoppable than others. Like, some people just will not die. Like, mm-hmm. but then others will, like, you know, once they get hit, they're down. But, yeah, this, I enjoyed this.
It was good.
Yeah.
The parts that I saw were actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you said you liked
it. Honestly, I think that it was, like, too much for me.
It was too much.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to, like, unwind or something. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
You do wonder when the movie's gonna finally quit, because it is pretty nonstop for a long time.
Yeah. But there are not many breaks.
It has some lulls, not to criticize it, but I mean, it does give you some breathers.
It's almost like, you know, like that feeling of the chase on like a Jason Bourne like type movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it had that same like level
throughout. High octane. Yeah.
For sure.
But yeah, this is definitely a flick. Where can you find it? It's available tomorrow, actually, 4/20 digitally.
So digitally
download it.
Okay. What TV have we been watching? So we talked about movies. I don't know. I feel like TV. I want to know what everybody thought about, you know, Tiger King, the bonus episode.
Oh, the bonus episode.
Reunion. What was that?
Right. We said we were going to kind of touch on that, but it was such a while ago that we watched it. I mean, I didn't dislike it. I enjoyed it. I don't know if it... Was it eye-opening? I don't know. You learned a few things about some of the people. You got to see some of their personalities more than you did in the actual doc. But Joel McHale, what did you think of him as a host, I guess you could call him?
Yeah, I guess he was a host. I don't know. It was all interesting. I liked the premise, like they were doing it, you know, from their cell phones.
Right.
Because of the quarantine.
Yeah.
And I appreciated how relevant and current they were.
Mm-hmm.
Because I complain a lot about, like, why does it take a whole year for these people to make me a next season? You know what I mean? Why
does tail makers, come on.
Yeah, why does it take so long? I don't get it. Like, you may as well just, like, shoot, like, 5 seasons at once. I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway. Yeah, I think it was good for what they could do. I really did not like how the host, whatever, drilled them. Like, to the point where he was, like, I felt like he was belittling them and making fun of them.
I mean, he is a comedian. He was the host of The Soup. So, I think that's kind of his bread and butter. But, the only one that I think he really... You said belittle. I don't know if I would be that harsh, but it made me a little...
I just got uncomfortable.
Cringe.
Oh, it was... I mean, yeah, with just the amputation, I think. He just really kept going on.
She really kept...
she kept
her
cool.
She was very poised.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, all of them are very well
put what's
together,
his, what's
I think, because they were so...
What's his face got teeth? That was exciting.
Oh, Lord. The first husband?
The first husband who actually was
straight or something. They were all straight. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, so there's that. And then what did we watch? We kind of started, we watched like 3 episodes of that Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, gosh. It's.
I don't know. I mean, if you want to pass the time, it's just so, it's so vapid. Like, there's nothing there. I don't know. I mean, what did I expect? It's called Too Hot to Handle. But
I
thing
feel
is,
like I almost got herpes from watching them all make out with each other.
But that,
that's
but,
all
but,
I'm
but
saying.
The thing is, I feel like that movie is, or that movie, that show is kind of cutting itself off at the knees by not letting them have sex. But I guess we'd have to watch it. I'm sure they have some slip-ups.
Well, yeah, they did, they, obviously.
Well, right.
And then they were
like,
all plotting
out,
it, and,
yeah.
like, they were talking, you know, the experience, you know, walking away, whatever, like, even if we get, like, $2. Like, they didn't say that.
Right,
but, like,
I know.
Even if we get, like, $2 or nothing, like, I still got to spend this time with you. You know what I mean? Like, jeez. It was like that Nick Lachey series that we were trying to watch.
Love is Blind.
Yeah. after watching The Circle, I don't know.
Yeah, we're spoiled after The Circle. I liked The Circle.
I mean, I don't even know if spoiled's the right word.
I'm being facetious, yeah.
I think that I have, like, enough of my brain cells dead from watching all that.
Yeah, my quota's done with
I'm kind of looking for a new good series, though.
Yeah, I mean, there are options on there. It's just,
OA. The OA, I think, is great.
Yeah. The OA on Netflix.
And I'm thinking about going back and watching Lost again.
You know, I've never watched Lost.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, never watched it.
Okay, well, you've also never seen The Handmaid's Tale, but you haven't finished that yet.
So many shows. Oh, I want to talk about, I mean, I don't know what else to say about it, but
I keep plugging The Handmaid's Tale, you know.
Quibi.
So what is Quibi? Quibi is a mobile app.
Yeah, it's a mobile app. You stream shit, like, original content, TV.
Content made just for Quibi.
Just for the phone.
Or just for Quibi.
Well, just for Quibi, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it has, I think they have movies on there, but they're shown to you in chapters. I want to say like 30-minute chunks or something like that. I don't know. It's a very strange.
It's less than an episode concept. And longer than an Instagram video.
But I've seen some of the trailers for some of the shows and movies, and some of them look fun, and I like the actors and talent.
Yeah, like Dan Levy's on it.
Oh,
one of the food.
It's like yeah.
Kind
of
like a Chopped yes. for Quibi.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just one more.
Yeah, it's one more thing that you need to download and get it onto your phone
and
learn. And
I think it's only $5 a month. But I don't know.
It's like TikTok.
Yeah.
If you're looking to do the app that's right now,
right?
Get TikTok and Quibi.
You want to be
hip and trendy. TikTok and Quibi, and IGTV.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your things.
All right. Well,
what's up next week?
Next week we have.
And we're still in lockdown or whatever.
Still in lockdown, yeah. If we are. Oh!
Well, we are, yeah,
no,
for sure.
We are.
I've just accepted it at this point that this is my reality.
Normal.
I'm just selling houses from my house.
So next week we have the true history of the Kelly Gang. It's like an Australian. True crime, Russell Crowe's in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we have Bad Therapy, which I watched last night, and oh, can't wait to talk about that with Alicia Silverstone. I love her, but.
Spoiler.
And then I'm gonna try to get my hands on a horror movie called One Bedroom.
Mm.
But it's called One BR.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. There are some other ones, but you gotta pick and choose. I don't know. There was Love Wedding Repeat that I wanted to watch on Netflix, but I don't know. And there's another one on Amazon. Just so much content. So,
I want a good horror.
I know.
Because I'm kind of like bumming about, what was it, Spiral?
I know.
Spiral,
well,
right?
Well, Saint Maud and Spiral.
Yeah, and Saint
Maud. And A Quiet Place Part 2, and Candyman, and all these horror movies.
Candyman, I don't know, but I guess. So, do you know, have they been slated for later this year, or?
Candyman, I think, is September.
Wow.
I don't know about A Quiet Place Part 2, and I don't know about Saint Maud. I think Spiral got announced, but I don't remember when. It's probably closer to Halloween.
I think that Saint Maud and Spiral, they could do like a movie. What? Summertime. What do they call that? A blockbuster?
Blockbuster.
They could do a blockbuster. I feel like Saint Maud.
Saint Maud is from A24, though. I feel like that's going to be very divisive, like all of A24's movies.
What do you mean?
Well, people either like them or hate them. Like.
Well, I feel like don't go into the fall with Candyman and Spiral.
Yeah, I don't know.
I need to talk to some people and plan out the releases.
Talk to those studios and distribution companies.
Yeah. Oof, yeah.
All right. Well.
Well, guys, I guess stay well, stay healthy, and get your mask. I guess we officially have to use a mask now.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
we're all gonna look like Bane from Batman.
Or Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat.
There you go. All right, well, we're saying bye, and so is Minnie. She's snoring at my feet. Oh, so is Willie.
Love these babes.
Yep.
Love you guys.